You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is this about Castellanos' streak? You don't know what you have till it's gone? It's over now. Rob Thompson ended that yesterday.
I never understood why they putting up a parking lot, took Paradise and put
he
up
said,
a parking lot.
Well, it's about, like, they're cutting down forests to put things for commercial use. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, guys. Yeah.
It's like a remix of, like, an old Joni Mitchell song.
Yeah, I remember,
she's a big,
activist. Yeah.
So the beauty of it is gone. Yeah. We have a parking lot.
So you're putting all the trees and putting them in a tree museum, and then you got to pay to see them.
Gotcha. So is this Cassianos' song to top her?
Sure.
You know, I mean, maybe. We'll see what happens
then.
Take
away all the beautiful things.
All that beautiful streak. It's over now. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. For another clue for Hugh's Clues coming up later this hour. That first clue stunk, Hugh. You know that?
Yeah, it did.
People are upset.
Yeah, very upset.
Okay. Just want to let you know.
Furious, I mean, I'm on brand.
Yeah, this might be worse than on brand. It's like Castellanos. He's on brand, but this might be worse.
Right, I mean, I'm on brand.
Let's welcome in our guest. Devin Caney joins us in studio.
Hello.
What's
Hello.
Up, Devin?
Not much. I have to say that I was talking to Hugh about his Hugh's Clue in the break, and pretty broad.
Yeah, they're usually like that.
Broad is a nicer word than bad, but yeah.
He said painfully.
Yeah. Painfully broad, the first clue. All right, painful describes the Phillies a little bit right now, Devin, at least with the clubhouse, or at least one player. What was your reaction yesterday when you saw the lineup? Because I thought I saw it wrong. I was like, where's Nick Castellanos' name? I mean, his name is always in there. It has been for years. What was your reaction, and then, you know, what you thought when it all came out yesterday?
My first reaction when I saw the lineup was, oh no, I hope he's not injured. Because if you remember, I think it was just a week ago, maybe less than a week ago, they DH'd Castellanos to, quote unquote, get him off his feet a little bit. And we know that he hasn't been doing well in right field. That's not new news to anyone. Defensively, I think offensively, Nick Castellanos has been fine, if not better than fine this season. Like he just hit a grand slam a couple days ago. So I don't really have too many complaints in that department. So I, at first, was worried that maybe something happened to him in the previous game, because we also know, you know, Rojas and Kepler went in the outfield, Castellanos, and that's what led to, you know, all of this drama that we're talking about now. But then shortly thereafter, I saw, you know, the news that he was benched for his comment. And I was shocked, just because it's not a move that I've seen Rob Thompson make ever, or at least admit to the reasoning behind the move. So I was really surprised.
I was too. And I'm glad you brought it up. So Topper's the one that told us, right? Like, we found out because Topper. Now, I understand he was probably between a rock and a hard place. Like, if it was a different player, maybe it's not a story. Just a day off and we pretend there's no issue. Mm-hmm. But because of the streak, I don't think they could have just sat Castellanos without telling us something. But that, I feel like Topper opened up the can of worms by telling us, hey, I benched him for this reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep thinking about it, and I don't know what exactly was said. I don't think anything should have been said, you know, of course. I can only assume that maybe it was something either offensive to Rob Thompson or even more so offensive to Rojas or another player, you know, in the heat of the moment. And Rob Thompson had to take a stand. Like, he was almost like his hand was forced in that situation to say, I can't let this go without some sort of punishment mm-hmm. coming down, and this is going to be it, and we're going to move on. Look, I know the streak is over. I know that it's his hometown in Miami, but at the end of the day, they play 162 games in the regular season. It's not that big of a deal to sit out. I don't even think that they lost last night's game because Nick Castellanos didn't play. Yes, Max Kepler made one bad play in right field, but like Jesus Luzardo wasn't sharp yesterday. The bullpen stunk yesterday. So there are many different reasons that went behind that loss, and I know people will immediately point to the move of benching Nick Castellanos, but I hope that they can move past this and it doesn't become a lingering issue.
Yeah, you know, that's the question that I have. So how do you think this is going to affect the locker room? Because, you know, Bryce wasn't there. He didn't travel with the team. He's not down there. And he's considered one of the leaders of the team.
Yeah,
and I would assume that Casty is as well.
Strange. Is that not?
That's
that Bryce didn't go.
Yeah.
It is strange.
It's a little strange. So how do you think this is going to affect the team moving forward?
I mean, hopefully it won't affect them too much. I mean, I think a lot of it will come down to how Nick Castellanos handles it. Right? Like, if he's mature about it and he goes out there and, you know, he's in the lineup today, like Rob Thompson said, look, he'll be back the following day. It'll all be good. Then I think they can move past it. But Nick Castellanos, like, this is the first time he's been benched for, you know, an inappropriate comment, as Rob Thompson said. But also, as Rob Thompson said, he is an emotional guy in that, like, I think it was 2023 postseason. The Phillies had advanced. It was NLDS or CS. I don't remember which one. And the whole team was celebrating. And if you remember, Nick Castellanos was like sulking in the corner. Like he's done that when he's not happy with himself versus the team. And I don't know if this was, you know, purely being upset with Rob Thompson or upset with himself at not being good enough defensively to stay in the game. I don't know the reasoning behind it, but I just hope it doesn't become a lasting issue or an issue that affects other players within the clubhouse.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I keep thinking to myself, was this worth it? Not that I am trying to excuse Castellanos, right? He needs to mm-hmm. be a professional. He can't mouth off in the dugout to his manager. But you know you're dealing with a sensitive player, right? He's sensitive. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. And he prides himself on playing every day mm-hmm. and staying on the field. I mean, what you said about his defense is real, but it's kind of weird to me they chose against the Marlins in where his hometown to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing if it's the postseason or it's a huge game against the Mets and it's a one-run game in the ninth and you're like, oh, let's put Rojas in, we have a better chance. I don't know, it just feels like a weird time to do it, Devin. That if I'm Castellanos, I'm like, now? Like, this is when we're doing this?
Well, yeah, like the whole timing of it is kind of funky, because like you're playing the Marlins, and when the original change happened that upset Castellanos, like the Phillies had the lead,
yes.
and I guess it was to hold the lead. But then if you're going to say, oh, we're going to bench Casty because it's just the Marlins the following game, then that's like the complete opposite mindset to have. But so, yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense. I know that, you know, Rob Thompson, I think that he's a great manager. I know that, you know, fans, there's been frustration, you know, with Bryce Harper getting hit by a pitch and like not kind of being more fiery mm-hmm. and standing up for his guys. But then, you know, when he takes action, and it could have been to stand up for his guys. We don't know exactly what was said by Nick Castellanos. Some people have an issue with it. I do know that Rob Thompson is really even keel, nice guy. I mean, he's Canadian. He's very, you know, he doesn't get rattled very easily. I think anyone can tell that from listening to him speak for 30 seconds. I do know in my not very long time of covering this team and getting to talk to Rob Thompson before and after games, the one thing he doesn't like is any type of perception that he's not a good guy and that like he doesn't care about his players mm-hmm. and that he's like neglectful of them in a way. So that's why this just me. I have to guess that this was something like that was said against Rojas or a teammate where Rob Thompson, like, I don't think he would care if it was something said specifically to him that was insulting to him, if that makes sense.
It does. I mean, yeah. I mean, I wonder that. I, you know, because he took him out for defense, but then his spot in the order came up one more time on Monday. Rojas hit Monday night. That mm-hmm. would have been Castellanos. So, like, when you said that, it made me think, like, did he say, like, this bleeping guy's got to hit now or something to that effect?
Right.
And maybe that's offensive to Rojas. And I get all that. The question is, is he going to sulk now, or is he going to hit? Because this, I feel like this, people brought up yesterday, in 08, Jimmy Rollins was benched, right? Charlie Manuel benched, and Jimmy responded, and Jimmy they helped him win the World Series. Like, that would be a great ending to this story. Castellanos is an interesting guy. I could see him hitting well for a couple weeks now and, like, channeling this. I could also see him sulking.
Yeah, he is an interesting guy. That's a good way to put it. I find it interesting to talk to him, like, interview. I haven't interviewed him one-on-one, but even just, like, in media scrums, because you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And just, like, to your point, Joe, like, we don't know what's going to happen with him on the field. Look, Nick Castellanos, what is he known for? He hits home runs when there's, you know, big breaking news. Maybe he'll hit a home run when the news is about him.
Wait a minute. That's when somebody died, usually, ain't it?
Usually,
well,
yeah.
Or, I know you were trying to clean it up, but it's like usually when somebody died.
I think the bit has kind of run its course, but now it'll be like, any sort of news, everyone just assumes that Nick Castellanos is going to hit a home run.
Maybe Topper's trying to create the news so he can get Nick Castellanos to say it all right.
Little reverse Uno card there.
That makes me wonder what he said even more. Because if he said, like, say to your point, if he says something egregious about his teammate, and now his teammate knows that and how he feels.
That's a problem.
That might be a problem in the locker room.
Yeah, well, and they have such a great clubhouse culture, the Phillies do, and that's something that they really pride themselves on, and, you know, it's something that they've been prideful about for the last several seasons, really since, like, 2022, and I think a lot of that comes from guys like Kyle Schwarber, from guys like what was Rhys Hoskins, even Bryce Harper, like the leaders in the clubhouse, and Nick Castellanos is one of those guys. So I think if something was said that was out of line, there would need to be, you know, repercussions dealt immediately.
Yeah, we'll see. And he'll be in the lineup tonight, so we'll see what happens there. All right, before we let you go, Devin, what is your feeling or read on the Harper situation? Because it seems like you think it's bizarre. I do, too. You know, he was supposed to go on the trip, then he didn't. And they still haven't told us what his injury is. It's just like his wrist is bothering him. I don't know what that means.
It's concerning to me. I think it's a little bit strange that he didn't go on the road trip. Part of me, the fan in me, the hopeful thinking is like, okay, maybe he didn't go because he's working on some sort of, you know, rehab to be ready for the Mets series. Cause that's a really big series that's going down here in Philly starting on Friday. So could be about that, but like, it's a mystery. And the fact that like they had a day off last Thursday, most of the team was at Kyle Schwarber's charity event. Bryce Harper wasn't there either. Maybe he's getting, you know, some quiet treatments on whatever this mysterious wrist injury is, but it's certainly something to watch. And I think the fact that he didn't travel with the team is a little bit concerning.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I just want them to tell me, hey, it's a sprained wrist. Hey, like, it's just, it's bizarre. Because usually with injuries, we have a sense of what the injury is. And with this, it's more like, we'll see when he's back. So that is something we'll keep our eye on. Devin, we appreciate you hopping in.
Thank you.
Of course.
Being in studio, guys. And I know you'll be listening for the next Hughes Clue.
Oh, I'm locked in. Yes. I can't wait to find out what it is.
Yeah, it's good. It can't be worse than the first one.
Is that a challenge?
No, I can't. No, I take it back. I don't want to challenge that. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Bob in Jersey. What's up, Bob?
Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. What's up?
So, I'm a Castellanos fan. I think he contributes to the game. He contributes. He plays every day. He works. He hits the balls. He gets the bases moved. You know, as far as, like, the Rob Thompson thing, I mean, if he disrespected him, obviously you can't do that to your manager. But, you know, he contributes. He's a good guy. He's part of the energy. Like, if they – last night they had no energy at all, and he was out. Not saying that they would have won the game if he was in, but he's part of the energy. He's part of the clubhouse, and he contributes a lot to the game. I mean, he has his issues –
Bob, I agree with that. I agree. He's a contributor. He's not as great of a player as Harper or Schwarber, but he's a part of this and has been for years. I agree with you.
Yeah, he's part of the energy, and I mean, I want to know what he said. It had to be like you guys have been saying. He was in front of a teammate where he had to do something, or you know, you can't disrespect your manager, obviously. But if he had other guys in the room and he said it in front of a bunch of people, he kind of had to do what he had to do. But I don't agree with the breaking the streak either. I mean, you know, you took the wind out of the guy's sail. You already had a bad night last night. You're pulling the energy away from him. And if he is, you know, as sensitive as everybody's saying, of course he's going to be not coming out and be 100%. It's in your mind. It's in your head, you know.
Well, it is now. Yeah, Bob, it just felt to me like Topper picked a very odd moment to create this. I mean, this is Topper created. I mean, it's not Castellanos didn't just mouth off for no reason. He took him out of the game. I mean, that started this, and that it broke precedent. And, Bob, that's where I come down, like, why now? Like, I get it. He's not a good defensive right fielder. He hasn't been a good defensive right fielder since the moment he got here. But now, all of a sudden, on a Monday night against the Marlins, we're doing this? It's bizarre to me. Bob, what do you got for us for Hugh's Clues? Yeah. What is your guess? Philly tickets online, something that brings Hugh joy.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Keep it clean, Bob. Keep it clean.
That's a tough one.
It is.
That's a tough one. maybe a good meal.
Well, yeah, a good meal brings everyone joy. Bob, that's a good guess. It's not
it.
Not
a bad guess.
Yeah. Well, actually, every guess is going to be a decent guess because you gave a clue that was so open-ended.
Yeah, it was a vague clue.
That's on you.
That's what this is designed not to give it away with the first guess.
See, but like I'm not going to be mad at any of the responses. Like I'm not as mad at Castellanos as the rest of you. This is your topper in this. You started this.
Well,
and
I
now
mean,
you have to expect
I mean,
the responses.
But we all know that. I mean, if you want to be honest about it, the first couple callers they're basically sacrificial lambs.
Wow.
So you know, I mean, unless they can think on
that?
A deeper level.
Did you hear like this?
What?
Is like you yesterday saying that everyone that was on your side was delusional.
I mean, we are. Mm-hmm. But see, listen, this is where you could be delusional in sports. I think I should have been clearer.
Well, yeah, that was your fault.
You
yeah.
can't be delusional in real life.
Sometimes like they coax.
They kind of, they kind of overlap just a little bit. Yeah. But I should have been clearer. And we can be delusional in our sports takes. But in real life, the rules are a little different.
A little bit.
In real life.
A little bit. Most people don't realize that, though. That's part of the problem with this world.
Yeah.
They're just delusional
and
everything.
Some people listen and they get caught on one side or they hear certain things.
Yeah.
And it's like, dog, what's wrong with you? Mm. You know, like, stop living in your mom's basement or wherever it is you're saying reside. You know, just get out and see people.
Yeah, get out, see people, and play Hugh's Clues. Lisa in Delaware is up. Hey, Lisa. Lisa. Lisa's...
Hey, I'm here.
Oh,
how are you?
Good, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa
what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, guys. It's great to talk to you. I've been listening for a while, first-time caller. I guess the Castellano fueled me today to call. So let's just start by saying I love Casty. I'm the first one to send a good meme of him to friends. but I'm also a teacher. So I'm going to kind of go at this from a teacher angle. You said earlier, Joe, you know, thinking about, well, why is he looking around and he's saying, hey, you know, the other kids are getting away with it. Why can't I?
Right.
Well, it's an individualized situation, right? And we're not talking about kids. We're talking about grown adults. But in a classroom as a teacher, I have to set the rules. I have to make sure that everybody knows this is what we need to do. And sometimes what looks right for you doesn't look right for somebody else. So with a grown adult, I guarantee you Topper had a conversation with him. He did not go into this cold. He knew what was going to happen. And whatever he did or said, it was egregious. It had to have been because there's no way he would have benched him. And I think that, you know, you made the comment also that, well, you know, if you just yelled at me, that's fine. Well, I can tell you as a teacher in a classroom, when a kid yells at you, if he gets away with it, everyone gets away with it. So you really do have to set those ground rules and individualize things. So I think no.
So
benched.
I understand your point. My wife's a teacher, Lisa, so I get the perspective you're coming from. The one thing I would say is to me a little bit different is they're highly emotional athletes are going to sometimes pop off. Or like I mentioned, the Jalen Carter yelling at Nick Sirianni on the sideline. I said sometimes I think a coach has to put his foot down, and I agree with you, just like a teacher does to kind of maintain the order of a classroom. But sometimes I think a coach is kind of have to almost understand that, like, hey, I'm dealing with really highly emotional athletes that are trying to win, and sometimes they're going to pop off, like. He crossed the line. I understand Topper's upset. I just wonder that line of, do I really bench him? Because it's not just a benching. He ended his streak. I mean, we know how much that means to him. And I feel like he made a pretty strong example of him yesterday.
I mean, and I agree. And I think that if it wasn't something that was clearly egregious, either towards him or towards, you know, Rojas or another player, he wouldn't have done that. I mean, you know, as a teacher, there's times you have to enforce a consequence that could keep a kid out of an important game.
Right.
But you know what? You have to do that. And I tell my students, when you go into real life and you're working with a boss, you're not allowed to pop off in any other profession. And I understand the sensitivity factor, but at the same time, you know, where do you draw the line and just let everybody be emotional and pop off?
It's a fair point. Yeah, no, Lisa, it's a good call. All right, Lisa, what's your guess for Hugh's clues? Something that brings
you
joy.
Yeah. That could be anything.
I know.
I'm going to say you're on a date with an attractive woman, long talking at Buc-ee's. I'm throwing them all.
Wow.
That's a good guess.
That now, have you ever done that particular date?
I haven't. I have.
A date at Buc-ee's?
A long talking at Buc-ee's date?
I have not met anybody that is as enamored with Buc-ee's as I am.
Well, that's the one if you find them. I mean,
that's the one. Yeah, you marry her.
That's the one. Lisa, that's not the correct answer, but it's a really fun guess. Yeah, that's how you know. That's the test. Long talking to Buc-ee's.
Yeah, long talking at Buc-ee's.
Getting live as we...
Get live at Buc-ee's. That's a good one.
I think she brought up some good points there, right? And like, kind of, Topper's hand was forced by Castellanos. I want to make one thing clear, because we were recklessly speculating
a
few minutes ago with Devin about what he maybe said and who he said it to. I would feel differently if the story comes out that he criticized a teammate in the dugout. I think that's a line too far. If he now, it's one thing I say Rojas can't hit. He can't do that to his teammate.
No, he can't do it to a teammate.
But if it's just like, hey, bleep you, Rob, I don't think that's benching.
Hold on. Because here's where I think there's a little bit of a double standard.
Okay.
Say we knew what he said to Rob Thompson, and it was something along those lines, like bleep you, or like you said. Like,
just about Rob.
Then you know what we're coming here and saying. Like, how can Topper just let that happen? No backbone.
Yeah,
bench him.
Hold on.
In week
14, Jalen Carter had to be separated from Sirianni. He didn't take him off the field.
Right. But what did we say about Nick Sirianni? He has no control of his team. That was what the story was.
That was the reaction. But Sirianni knew his team, right? He knew his player. He knew he had a hothead that he had to give him space. And that kid helped him win the Super Bowl.
Right.
But you got to know your people.
Well, yes, but also... Jalen Carter is a much more impactful player than Nick Castellanos.
But again, I think this is part of this. Nick doesn't know who he is. I mean this sincerely.
That's his problem.
But as a manager, you have to manage that. You have an ego. Nick Castellanos has a $400 million player ego, and he's a $50 million player. I mean, that's what he is. But you got to manage that as a manager. Like, he thinks of himself as Bryce. He thinks of himself as Schwarber. He thinks he's just as good as Turner. And he's not. I mean, but you got to deal with that as Rob Thompson.
But so, like, I feel like we're almost equating this to him going out. Like, remember Joe Girardi when he was just lifeless the entire time he was here? And then he faked getting thrown out of a game.
Yes.
Like, that's what I feel like we're almost acting like Topper's doing right now. Like, I feel like we're not giving enough credence to the fact that he probably said something that really crossed the line and he had to do this.
Maybe.
I don't think Topper's an idiot or he's doing this for posturing or anything.
I don't think so.
Like, this is something that I feel like, to me, when I heard this happened, I immediately thought, well, he must have said something that forced his hand and had to bench
it. Maybe. It just feels inconsistent to me. I mean, I can't wait. Well, I don't want it to happen, but
it's the principality of it.
I'm focused on the next time something similar happens. I don't know if anyone's going to pop off with the words.
Maybe it won't now because of what Topper just did.
But what if it does? What if Bohm talks back when he's talked to?
Well, then sit his ass on the bench.
I'm going to try to put this in context that both you guys understand. Have either one of you ever seen Life? Have you ever seen the movie Life, Eddie Murphy?
A long time ago, yeah. Okay.
Bugs Life popped into my head.
No, because in the thing, like, Goldmouth tried to take Martin Lawrence cornbread, right?
Yeah. Oh, you brought this reference up before.
It's like, you can't let him take your cornbread, because if he take your cornbread, then he's going to probably take your Fruit Loops later on. Like, you're going to put yourself in a position where he's going to, like, take all your food. Mm. So you have to make a stand right there. And that's what Topper did. That's what it kind of sounds like. But there's a lot of layers to this story that we don't know. Now, if it was said about Topper, that's one thing. But if it was said about a teammate and it was that egregious, how does that affect the chemistry in the locker room?
I agree with you. It's a very good point. I go back to this.
I'm a little bit concerned about that. Now, that's where,
yes,
you know, we talk about this, because that's why when I woke up this morning, the first question I had was, okay, what did he say?
Yeah, and look, right now we're being told it was just the Topper thing, right? And that's one thing. If it was about a teammate, that's different. I'm just telling you how I'd feel if I was Nick Castellanos. After years of being here, I always get to stay on the field for defense. Now you take me out in Miami, in my hometown. By the way, last year the shortstop couldn't catch the ball if it was hit right to him. He never came off the field. We had a better shortstop sitting on the bench. He didn't come off the field last year, but I got to come on. Double standards don't work in locker rooms, and I feel like Topper's created one. You may feel like, yeah, get him, Topper, today. He has to deal with this now, though. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this. Plus, something Dombrowski said on Harper's injury before the game that fell by the wayside with all the Castellanos stuff. And another clue for Hughes Clues for a chance to go to the Phillies game with us on Tuesday, July 1st. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. This 4th of July weekend, well, this 4th of July, you can celebrate with big savings at Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Right now, you can save $500 on the Tempur-Pedic best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to make you feel 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. Plus, this is a big plus, everybody. Get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. If I were you, I would take that $300 and I get a couple pillows, because the pillows are nice, especially if you're getting a new bed. You might as well get some new pillows. Do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. Mattresswarehouse.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Any kind of fool would see there was something in everything about you. Great song.
It is a great song.
Maybe he come back. Who left, though? Who coming back? Who coming?
Well, Castellanos? Castellanos will come back in the lineup today, assuming. But also Bryce Harper's. What do you mean, I don't know? You don't think he's back in the lineup today? We got ourselves a five-alarm fire if he's benched again today.
I don't know.
No.
He's not back tonight.
I am recklessly speculating.
Yeah, you're causing problems.
You're the king of that.
If he's not back tonight, we have an issue. I mean, what words could cause you to be at the lineup for two games?
Yeah, we're looking at trade deadline stuff. if he's not back.
Yes. I could think of a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Care to share?
I'm reckless.
Don't have him do that. We gotta get that dump button ready.
No.
Let's not do that. All right, Bryce Harper, he'll be coming back soon. We think. Who knows? We had Devin in a few minutes ago talking about how kind of bizarre it was that Bryce did not accompany the team on the trip to Miami. But it was Tuesday yesterday, and this just fell totally under the radar because the Castellanos thing took over. But Dave Dombrowski, before the game, he spoke about the Bryce Harper injury situation. I want you to hear this. I want your read on this because it just sounds odd to me the way they're framing Bryce's soon-to-be, maybe return. Here is Dave Dombrowski.
Well, I'm not concerned from what the doctors tell me as far as any type of long-term repercussions. They have found what the issue is, and they've been able to deal with that. Now it's a matter of when he can feel comfortable to play. I don't really know when that's going to be. I don't think it's going to be a long, long time down the road. And he continues to make strides on a daily basis. But it really will be a matter up to him. He's been cleared to go ahead and get back in the lineup whenever he feels comfortable to do that. So he has to work through some things and just in the rehab process, and he's doing that. So I'm not sure the exact return date at this time, but we'll just have to play through it with him. And he works hard and is following the instructions that he needs to follow. So hopefully they'll get him back much sooner than, like I said, later down the line.
A lot of word salad there.
He's comfortable.
Yep. And the doctors have used the word cleared. He's been cleared to come back into the lineup when he's comfortable. What does that mean?
I have no clue. I've never heard anything like that. Because normally when you're cleared to play, I mean, you're usually with the team, right? Mm-hmm. And you're ramping up to play. Because remember the first year when he came off the injury, when I first got here, we went to Clearwater. And we saw him ramping up, getting ready to, play. I don't understand that. I don't understand what he's trying to relay when he says it like that. He's cleared to play, but he'll come back when he's ready.
And also he said it not a long, long time. I mean, he's almost speaking in two different timelines. One, it won't be long, but also it's probably not short. It's all depending on when Bryce wants to come back. I mean, the biggest encouraging thing I heard there was they don't believe this is going to be a lingering thing for years to come. Once it's better, it should be better. That being said, I mean, he did deal with this last year, and now we're doing it again this year. But all right, so they don't think this is going to be like a reoccurring thing down the line. Great. But not a long, long time, and he's cleared when he's comfortable? Again, no one tells me what the injury is. Why is this so hard? What is his injury? I've been asking the same question for 2 weeks, and no one says it. I've never seen an injury to a player where they won't say even... They don't even a strain. There's no word, no medical word to what his injury is. I've never seen anything like this.
Carpal tunnel? I'm recklessly speculating.
That seems bad. Is that bad?
Well,
do people still get that? Because no one writes anymore.
It's funny. I've seen people that have the little brace that they wear on their wrist.
Yeah. But do you used to get it from writing, with a pen?
Yeah, I think so. And but it's the nerves and the tendons in the arm writing or something.
But who writes anymore? Do people get screen issues?
Well,
with their
fingers? I think that people that type might have it. As I use my fingers to air type. I don't know. I mean, I guess somebody that works in the office will have to give us that information.
Yeah,
but I think it's still a thing, though.
Carpal tunnel still a thing?
It probably is. Let me just ask
AI what's going on over there. All right, 215-592-9494.
This is what we do now.
Yeah, we're going to use AI to figure things out. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, you can react to the Bryce thing and, of course, Castellanos. Team Topper, Team Castellanos, which side do you come down on? Look, I'm not mad at Rob Thompson, and I understand if he felt like he had to do something. I just feel like this was a step that was too far to bench him for the game. I mean, I just didn't think it was necessary. He'd take him out of the game. He mouths off. deal with it. Talk it out like grownups. I thought he went really far by benching him specifically. Yes, where they are down in Miami, and you could say, no, you don't care. Okay, he cares. The player cares, obviously. And his streak. I mean, they played him all year last year with the streak, and now all of a sudden, because he mouths off, the streak is over? I don't know. You're dealing with a very sensitive player, and Topper, you know that phrase, like you lose the battle to win the war?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid he won a battle and is going to lose a war with this guy. I mean, like, if the guy sulks and he gives you nothing the rest of the year and he sits in the corner crying, or maybe not crying, but like upset, then what did we accomplish here?
Well, so let me equate this to, and I know these are two adults, but and I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. But if you're ever punished or something, you're playing a video game, you rack up a ton of progress in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you say F you to your parents or something like that, that makes them have to discipline you.
Yeah, the game's off,
And they're going to shut the game off,
right,
no matter whether you saved it or not.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
So
that's just discipline. That's how it works. Something you love, see ya.
Yeah, and I understand that. But all right, to further the examples, we're using the kids thing here. You have two kids, and one, you know, doesn't clean their room. And the other one, you say, you punish one for not, like, Topper's not consistent. I guess that's the best way I could frame this. We've had other players here that have been, in my mind, worthy enough to come off the field for defense late in the game. We don't do that. But we decide after 2 years, 3 years of Castellanos being a below average defender, now's the day, in the middle of the game, in Miami, you're off the field. I mean, if I'm Topper, I was expecting him to say something when he came into that dugout. Or where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. Hugh, though, do you have anything on carpal tunnel and another Hughes clip?
Yeah, it's still common. It's still common. It involves the compression of the median nerve in the wrist, leading to pain, numbness, and tightening in the hand and fingers. While some cases can be managed with conservative treatments, others may require surgery. So, yeah, it's still a thing.
And this was the AI portion of the show
for
today.
Yeah, we do AI.
Well, we might have another one later. All right. What do you got for a second clue, Hughes clues? Because that first clue.
Are we getting a second clue?
Let me say, it's one of your worst first clues in a while.
I'm consistent.
Yeah. No. I guess you were.
Consistently.
Bad. Okay. What do you got?
This has been around for at least 60 years.
All right. Well, at least that's something.
It's been around for at least 60 years.
So this gives you joy.
Yeah, it gives me joy.
And it's been around for at least 60 years. This could be like a 60-year-old person.
I mean, can I give like a when you hear it, it has a distinct sound.
Okay. Well, I think I think this was a better clue. I'll put it that way.
Right, yeah. Well, I kind of that's two. That's clue two and 2A.
Okay.
Like a bonus clue.
So that could help people, or you could feel embarrassed when you give out five clues and no one gets it by 1:45 today. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Oh, man. I knew y'all was going to get me there.
What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, Dream Team? How y'all doing today?
Good, Will. What's up?
Hey, you. Come on, man.
What I do?
Get him, Will.
That's a great clue.
Yeah, it was, I was on my way with something else, but I'm going to say, what Castellanos, you know, that's my guy.
I know.
Like you said, man, you know, Rob been letting him play through everything, man, and, you know, you got to give him a little leeway for that, you know what I'm saying? He was struggling, he'd been struggling, but also you got to give him his props, too. He'd been the most hardest worker on the team, and guess what? He's been improving. I ain't going front. Costi, you're a little slow, man. You got to get a little faster. You know what I mean? Because you're a little slow, like, on your reaction part. But other than that, you know, he's been hitting, man. You know, he's been – listen, when everybody got cold, he was still hot. So let's not take that out of equation now. But, Costi, listen, man, get over that. Get a homer and a grand slam again today, baby. You know, I'm always on your side, you know. And for the Phils, man, listen, man, y'all got to tighten up. And what I think he said to Rob, man, to be honest, he pulled his coattail. See, he pulled Rob Sue. He said, listen, man, you need to do a better job managing. And he do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. But other than that, man, I think Costi going to have a great game. I don't think he's going to hold that and let that bother his game. But, you know, just kiss and make up, man. Let's go ahead and win.
That's what we need to do. The best thing today will be two hits by Castellanos, first two at-bats, and we all move on. We'll see. Will, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What is he talking about today?
Oh, man. You said it got a distinct sound, Hugh?
Yeah, it sounds like nothing else.
Oh, man. Mr. Softy.
You talking about the ice cream truck?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Softy. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Actually, I think that's
a good guess.
It could bring you joy if you like ice cream.
Yeah, if you're an ice cream person.
Well, who's not an ice cream person?
Well, some people don't like to go. I think when the Mr. Softy truck come around, it's a money grab.
Well, you think that about
the neighborhood. Yeah. Well, they do it in when the kids, outside. You hear it. And then all you hear is screaming, oh, the softy truck, I need some ice cream.
But it doesn't mean you don't like ice cream. You just like money more than ice cream.
I mean, it's just like, I just think it's a money grab.
I'm going to take an answer off the board for a distinct sound.
Uh-huh. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. You just wanted to do that. It's okay.
It's a distinct sound.
It is a distinct sound.
It's okay.
Not sure it brings you joy, though.
It actually brings him the opposite. I think there's shame in there.
Because it's not. Let me tell you.
But compared to last year.
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there?
I feel like I'm being humbled right now.
You're supporting Castellanos being humbled. We got to humble you.
Every now and then you have to be humbled. Yeah. I think he did. I'm super curious about what he said.
Do you think it will come out at any point? So the only way for it to come out is someone in that dugout, right? So that means a coach or a player would have to, let loose lips and let someone
sink ships.
And they do. I'd be disappointed in the Phillies if it came out because that means something. Because there's no media people in the dugout, right?
And no.
The only people that know are uniformed members of the Phillies. I guess you could throw a trainer in there, then on uniform. But there's very few people that know what he said, right? Maybe there's 20, 25 people in earshot, whatever the number is in that dugout. Do you think it will come out? I don't think it will.
Yeah,
I don't think we'll ever.
I think it will.
You think it will?
Yeah, I think it's bad. Well,
I hope it doesn't.
I hope
it's,
I agree with you.
See, because I think it's bad. I think it's bad. I think.
Like, really offensive?
Yes. I mean, but I'm always extreme.
Yeah, you are.
In my thought process. Because it makes no sense. Because everything that you said is true about how Topper has handled these guys. We've even had conversations several times about how Topper's too laid back. I mean, think about that for a minute. We complained about the fact that Topper didn't swing on anybody when Bryce got hit in the elbow.
I don't want Topper to swing.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know.
It just sounds better when I embellish it like that since I'm already embellishing these stories the way that I am. I just feel like it might be more egregious than that.
If it comes out and it's not that bad, would you guys change your mind on Topper? What if you just walked in like, you're a bleeping moron? Like, is that worth a benching?
In front of the rest of the team?
Oh,
yes.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't think he played tonight.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options. Motorized options for total convenience. Shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't think he plays tonight?
No, come on.
He's playing tonight.
I am.
If you call the manager a moron in front of the rest of the team,
but that's
are
not,
you joking?
I mean, well, Topper's got to handle it.
If you called Andy a moron in front of everybody?
I don't think that's enough to get me benched.
That's what I mean.
But first of all, football, maybe a little bit different. There's 17 games.
If I said something a little bit more spicy, I mean, which I'm not going to give me
you
an
don't
example.
Think calling Andy Reid a moron would lead to any sort of discipline?
I basically said, well, this is when he first got here. I said that he didn't know what he was doing. I said this mofo didn't know what he was doing.
Say, this happens all the time.
How dare you?
I mean, but this was early on.
You should have been benched.
In my interactions with Coach Reid.
You doubted maybe the greatest coach of all time.
Didn't know what he was doing.
And you're a football guy?
Yeah.
And that was when you actually were a football guy.
I feel like this could potentially be a lot worse than we think it is. Because it's out of Topper's. I think the thing that we're missing is that this is nothing that this is off brand for Topper.
Yes.
You know what I mean? This is not Topper's brand.
Totally.
Topper is the laid back coach's guy. Like he's the player's coach and all this other stuff. And he doesn't really get outside his square a whole lot. This might be worse. This might be way worse than we think it is.
How does this not tell you everything you need to know? Like that this was necessary?
Everything
we know about Rob Thompson. Like, again, I don't think this is a posturing thing or this is like, you know, he's putting something on display or putting on airs or anything like that. Like, it feels like, I don't know how to say it any other than like, this seems pretty obvious that this had to be done.
Well, you also have to know the player, though. Like, whatever happened, this story will be written with the rest of the season, right? Like, the Jimmy Rollins thing with Charlie Manuel. They won the World Series. Those guys figured it out. Charlie felt he had to discipline him, but take him out of the game, right? He wasn't hustling. And Jimmy responded. Like, that's the story now. Like, whatever you think on today, we're reacting to it. But if Castellanos goes in the tank for the next 3 months and he looks like he's disinterested, it's on Topper.
No, that's on Nick Castellanos.
It's not.
I disagree.
It's entirely on Nick Castellanos.
No, we always talk about teachers, right? Like Hugh blames the students.
Yes.
The manager's got to get the most out of the player. If this guy is sensitive, which we know he is, then maybe you got to let things go.
It's baseball, dude. He's paid $100 million. Go out there and swing the freaking bat. Mister, I don't have a college degree. I hit baseballs. Quit sulking. Go out there. Shake it off. Forget about it. If anyone has dog mentality, it should be Nick Castellanos.
I wish he did. Yeah, I don't know if he does.
And see, this is where if Nick is feeling that way, I have a problem with that because going into the season, this was a season of uncertainty, correct? Because you ran it back.
Still is.
You know, and the consensus was we're trying to get to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in your feelings to the point where you can't take discipline and you want to sulk and you want to undermine the team, then like we talk about taking the pledge, you didn't really take the pledge. You didn't really believe in the squad because that, to me, is a lot. For you to be in your feelings, like, because this is what we're talking about. For what we know, you're upset. And I'm just going to, you know, simplify it as much as I can. You're upset because you got benched at home in front of your friends.
I think that's a big part of it. And a lot of people out there I know are saying they don't care. But he does.
You got benched at home in front of your friends.
Yep.
One game. And the Mets lost last night, right? The Mets lost, right?
The Mets lost in extras to the Braves.
And we were 2.5 games. Was it 2.5 games behind the Mets?
Two.
Okay, well, you know yep. I'm going with yep. this. And you're in your feelings about being benched and we're trying to win games? Like, there's bigger picture stuff here.
I agree. And I'm not saying this is a good character trait of Castellanos's, but it is. Let me read you this. This is from the story yesterday before the game started without him in it. This is from Charlotte Varnes covering the Phillies for The Athletic. All right. This is about the game on Monday. They won this game. This is the game he was taken out for defense. This is how the story starts. She's there. She's covering the team. He sat alone, chair facing the center of the Phillies clubhouse, staring straight ahead. Teammates laughed and chatted around him. Orion Kerkering's first career save and Monday's 5-2 win lingering among the group. Nick Castellanos did not take part. It was an unceremonious ending to an unceremonious night for the Phillies right fielder. He's a baby, guys.
That's a problem.
You think this many years in the big leagues, he's going to change? I mean, this is who he is. So you got to manage him.
Okay, but then, if that's the case, then he's unfixable.
Let me say this.
So how do we get the best out of him? Do we take him out of games in the middle of the game in Miami?
Let him fire under his ass and tell him that you do this again. You're sitting again. If do you want to play or not?
Sit him all season? What are they going to do now?
They're going to sit him all season.
If he's sulking because he got benched. Or he wasn't a contributor.
No, this was when he was taken out on defense.
That's what I'm saying. In front of his friends and family members, because we're trying to win a game. That's a whole problem.
I know.
And I've ridden with you all last year. I let you do whatever you wanted to do last year. But when I'm trying to win a game, your friends watching you catch a baseball or not catch one and seeing you out there bothers you to the point where you want to say something egregious enough for me to bench you before the game?
I'm not saying you guys are wrong, and it is annoying and frustrating. I wish he had more dog mentality. But when you have this kind of player, you can deal with it a couple different ways. You could try to get the most out of him the way you have the last couple years. Like, this is a major change. Like, I agree with everyone that says this is probably not the first time this happened. So Topper just decided now we're going a different direction after all these years.
I don't think it's just something happened that was different from the past.
He popped off.
Yes, he did.
You know what this is, Hugh, from Joe?
What was that?
This is Major League Buddies.
It's so Major League Buddies. What you're doing is you're trying to put everyone in the same bucket. I realize he's a lost cause, so I got to get the most out of this guy.
I'm trying to win baseball.
Yeah, I am too, but they got to win a game tonight.
Okay, look. First of all, they're playing the Marlins.
They lost last night.
I know. But, I'm in high school. I get pretty good grades, right? Like, I'm a B student, but I'm kind of a class clown. This is all probably pretty true.
This sounds spot on.
And one day the teacher says, you know what? You're going to the principal's office. You're getting detention or something like that. And it sort of embarrasses me in front of the class. We have a test the next day and I fail it. Are my parents going to be like, that's on the teacher. Don't discipline my son for being a jerk. No, dude, get it together.
Right, and if I'm Nick Castellanos' parents, I'm annoyed at him. But I'm not his parents. I'm a fan, and I want the best out of him. The whole thing by Topper strikes me as odd that we just reverse course after being Mr. Nice Guy all these years. Now we're benching guys that end in streaks. Ken and Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Ken.
So, Kyle keeps, borrowing the word that I said to him when I called through, posturing. As Polonius said in Hamlet, do thine own self be true. This is not Rob Thompson, and it is entirely posturing. And this is what, look, Jim Leland's one of my favorite managers ever. You guys, I think, know that. I've brought him up several times. I have no problem benching a guy. I've seen video of Jim Leland telling Barry Bonds when he was with the Pirates, if you don't like it this way, you can get the F out. So I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is that, like you said earlier, this is not the first time. So, I mean, if you spank a puppy, which you should never do, but if you spank a puppy the fifth time it chews your couch and you don't do anything to it the first four times, you can't spank that puppy the fifth time.
I mean, it doesn't understand. It doesn't connect the dots. Like, you're right. It doesn't make sense.
I reject that there is even a line, because when you've got Taiwan Walker out there on social media, when they're in the postseason, ripping the manager about the fact that he's not even on the playoff roster.
Hughie brings up a good point.
Back, yeah.
They come back to 2024, and he's like, oh, no, we're all good. We're good. And then he just keeps giving Taiwan Walker the baseball, and he's a dumpster fire every time, and he just keeps handing baseball every day.
But hold on. I feel like this is a very different situation. First of all, you can't bench a player who's already on the bench with Taiwan liking tweets about whatever was happening in the postseason.
Sure, but it is a why me now.
No.
Like, that's, well, that's, I think that's the point. It's why, if I'm Nick, why me now? Not Taiwan, not Trey's defense last year. Me now,
But you don't think there's any possibility that when the offseason happened, Rob Thompson and Taiwan had a chat and talked it out? Like, it might not have been made public happened.
But why couldn't that happen yesterday instead of the benching? We talk it out. Maybe Nick would apologize. We all move on. Instead, he said, no, I'm benching you, right, and I'm ending your streak.
Because probably what happened is, from what we know, this happened in front of the rest of the guys on the clubhouse. Right. Castellanos brought it public in terms of to the fans and to the teammates. So, like, I mean, if nothing had happened, or if, you know, if whatever, if Topper didn't say, like, why he was giving him a day off, or just said, I'm giving him a day off, we all would have been like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah,
something's up.
Yeah,
like, there was, like, I don't know. The posturing thing seems like a joke to me, if you really think that.
It's not Rob Thompson. And Joe, I would say it's not why me now. It's just why now, period. I mean, if it's not the first time, then why now? And look, if I'm a player on that team, if I'm Kyle Schwarber or Trey Turner or anybody else on that team, even Brandon Marsh, and I hear Nick Castellanos say to Rob Thompson when he's pulling him out for defensive purposes, which I have no problem with. Again, I have no problem with the manager managing the team. But if I hear Nick Castellanos saying to Rob Thompson, you're taking me out to put one of the statistically worst hitters in baseball in the game in my place, do I have a problem with that? Like, Johan Rojas is one of the statistically worst hitters in baseball. He ranks like 266 out of 282 qualifying hitters in baseball for OPS. So if you're going to say this is, you know, Nick Castellanos is an emotional guy, I love his fire, I love all this stuff, and this is not the first time, then you can't all of a sudden say, oh, no, well, now there's a line, and you just crossed it. Because I have no idea where that line is, and that's the point.
Yeah,
but you don't have to know what the line is.
Yeah, but there hasn't been a line before.
No, that's between Topper and Castellanos. What that line is?
But now it's between us.
It could have always been the same line.
But now we know about it.
Sounds like a lot.
But we don't know what the line is. We never will know what the line is. All we know is Topper said he crossed it.
He did. All right, like, get Ken's Hughes Coos guess off the air, because that sounded like someone was beeping pretty loud.
And by the way,
maybe at me.
Nick Castellanos is not a freaking dog. Like, that's disrespectful to his intelligence. Like,
but
talking about spanking a puppy.
I know. But
like, what are we doing here?
Right. But the idea is, you have to be consistent with a team. You have to be consistent.
How do we know this is inconsistent? Well, it's just the first time that he said he crossed the line.
Well, that's fine, but who caused him to cross the line?
Castellanos crossed the line.
The manager, who never does this. He lets the bad defenders play all the time. I got to leave my guys on the field.
Not all the time. He does this with the outfield constantly.
Not Castellanos.
Right, but Castellanos is making, like, Castellanos is forcing his hand. He stinks out there right now.
He's been terrible. I know. And last year, the shortstop was terrible. And he never came off the field. Sosa's a better shortstop. Like, it would bother me if I'm Castellanos. I'm not trying to excuse his behavior. I'm just telling you, if it was me, I'd say, you let that guy stay in the field all the time. It's ridiculous. 215-592-9494. All right, speaking of ridiculous, Elliot Shore Parks revealed his top 11 yesterday. You got to hear this. We'll get to that. Your phone calls as well on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped something special, y'all. It's marinated carnitas. The boneless pork roast. I said that right, didn't I? Marinated carnitas, boneless pork roast. Said it kind of slow. That's why I got messed up. It's tender, juicy, flavor for days. I've had this. It's pretty darn good, everybody. This isn't your average pork roast. This is a next level pork roast. The new Hatfield Marinated Carnitas Pork Roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one of these, or maybe two. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.